This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. 30 years after Iranians seized it, the U.S. Embassy still stands in Tehran. It's now a training school for Iranian security forces. A museum to Iranian martyrs stands across the street. Every year on this day, November 4th, Iran marks the anniversary of the takeover with anti-American rallies. But on this 30th anniversary, demonstrators aimed frustration at another target, their own government. We're going to talk about this with Borzu Daragahi, who covers Iran for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome back to the program.
It's my pleasure.
And what are you able to hear from outside Iran about what's happening in Tehran today?
Well, what we're gathering based on eyewitness accounts and a video already posted to YouTube, that the anti-government protesters have taken to the streets. They are clashing with the security forces as we speak in the center of Tehran. There's been numerous reports of tear gas being fired at the protesters, along with protesters out on the streets chanting death to the dictator and calling Russia the den of espionage. This is a play on the official description of the former U.S. embassy compound as a den of espionage. Security forces could be seen beating the protesters, and one witness said he saw even the soldiers, the security forces, collapsing from the effects of tear gas. According to several reformist news websites, the students poured into the streets in defiance of security forces stationed at campus entrances.
Now, this is the latest round of protests ever since a disputed presidential election in June, but one of the slogans you repeated there reminds us that the protesters have raised the stakes. When they say death to the dictator, they're presumably referring to Iran's supreme leader and seem to all but be calling for the collapse of Iran's revolutionary government.
Well, I think that's a good question. What do they mean by that? It's a good catch-all in that it encompasses both those folks who are simply upset at the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and consider him a dictator, as well as those more radical elements within the opposition who want to see the Islamic Republic abolished. This is a huge source of tension within the opposition movement that has not been addressed. This difference between those who are reformists and those who are more radical, and for now they're leaving it to the side under slogans that are rather general.
Let's come back to these protests for just one moment that you've been monitoring from outside Iran. Of course, it's not safe for security reasons for American journalists or Western journalists to go there at the moment. But you've spent a lot of time in Iran. You've seen many protests in Iran. Do you have any sense from the information that reaches you whether this is a widespread protest today?
According to the information that we're getting right now, it's thousands, perhaps tens of thousands. I would consider that pretty widespread, given the dire security warnings that have been issued towards the demonstrators, given the threat of bodily harm that these folks are facing. This protest is definitely not as big as those first protests that took place immediately after the elections, where up to 3 million people took to the streets in one day. But it is significant. It does show that the protest movement is still alive. It shows that there are people out there who are still very brave.
Borzu Daragahi covers Iran for the Los Angeles Times. He's been following this story from Beirut, Lebanon. Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure.